Can everybody hear me?
Everybody see me.
Good. What are you doing over here, buddy? Okie dokie, we are hot on the heels of our last adventure in the gladiator ring. So, just to recap, in our last adventure, you guys took down the reigning champ, Thundra, who was himself a rain cloud, I guess? I don't know.
Rain cloud monkey. Because he had a cloud shield.
And a cloud shield and a lightning spear, and when you guys knocked him up in the air and then hit him, he turned into rain and made the arena all mucky. And then who did you beat?
Tentaclore. Plus in the real one, his name is Octor. In the movie, his name is Octor.
So you guys have been brought back into the barracks for the gladiators. You're up there on the shelf.
I have more horseman bow in.
And you guys are now fully rested and you've leveled up significantly. And you guys are in the sort of underground. It's like almost a prison block for all the people who have to fight in the gladiator games. And you guys are legendary at this point. All of the other slave gladiators are just hooting and hollering, and you guys are causing quite a ruckus having defeated these two major opponents. So we will begin the action. You guys are in two cells. You're separate, but you're next to each other, so you can talk to each other. And with you, Bolin, is Tiny Bensy. And he's in there, and he's just resting. He's like, man, this is like a new life for me. I think when I get out of this place, I'm going to become a gladiator. Full time.
No, how about I say don't do that. Just
he says, okay, I'm going to go be a math teacher. And then in your cell, you are with Death Ranger, and he's sort of sitting on a bench, and he's like, oh, I've been fighting in these games since I was a boy, and that's the best piece of work I've ever seen.
And you guys are rolling. Guess what? I've been fighting as a baby.
I could tell you were born with a sword in your hand. Mm-hmm. Your poor mother. And there's other people in the cages around you, and they're all, you know, giving you props and tips. And so you guys are in there for a bit, and it's a couple days after your last battle, and you've started to hear whispers that...
Why does Mama get level 6?
It's a 5.
It's a 5. So you start to hear whispers kind of coming through that the orc master has... he's not too thrilled that an elf and this upstart crocagator has come in and made quite a commotion.
And I tricked him.
Well, you haven't met him yet, but you start to hear rumors that he's going to put an end to your little reign of winds, and they have actually sent for the mightiest warrior in the orcish realm. And you guys are kind of having to wait a little bit because you're waiting for this warrior to arrive.
Oh my gosh.
So that's sort of the murmurings going on. And there's a few sort of drills and training battles that you're put through with the other warriors. But at last the big day arrives and the orc guard comes to you and he's got this grin of smug satisfaction on his face. He's like, all right, you superstars, are you ready for your last battle?
And I'm like, sure, handshake.
Handshake. Smooth talker.
Can you sign my autograph book? Thanks, the kids are gonna love this. You too, man. Yeah. So, at sunset, all of the torches are lit in the arena. And you hear from down below, you start to hear all the people filling the stadium. And where it has been quiet throughout the week, now it is just sort of this dull roar that you can hear. There's actually sort of dust falling from the ceiling. There's so many people, and they're just clamoring. People have come from all over the place to see this battle. Word has really got around. So
now 1,100 of people.
Thousands of people. So you guys, finally, the orc guard comes to your cell and says, "Are you guys ready? Here we go." And he opens up the gates to both of your cells, and you walk into that same archway that you've been in now twice before. And with you is TB, the man, Tiny Bensie, who himself has gained quite a following. And he's a fan favorite. And you are again with Death Ranger. And now there is actually a new warrior who has joined you.
Oh.
And
Who is the warrior?
You met him, he was brought into your cell block a few days before, and his name is Shifty.
Ooh, Shifty.
And he seems pretty tough and strong, but he's not much of a conversationalist. He's just sort of a big, kind of half stunned, just kind of twitchy warrior.
Hmm.
And he's going out to fight with you. He's on your team. But you don't know much about him.
Me,
like, is it muscular or kind of like heavyweight?
He's sort of fit, but not quite as tall as Lava. Okay. He's just sort of a big guy. He's got like a blue belt on with sort of leather pads, armor over him, and a big like chest piece. And he's got one big sword that's on his back. Okay, so you guys are all there, and you hear the crowd just going absolutely nuts.
My blue daggers are gone.
I think someone snuck them back to you after the last battle, and they were pretty pleased to help out a local legend. Okay, so as you guys are making your way into the hallway, you start to hear people talking up above, and you hear, "I can't believe they got Oh my gosh, this is going to be the greatest fight we've ever seen. People are just going crazy." And you guys enter the arena, and you step out of this dark hallway into just the blinding torchlight. There's thousands of torches that are lit all along the bottom and all along the top of the arena. And you see all the faces of the people moving. It's sort of dark in the stands, but you can kind of make them out. And you go out into the middle of the arena, and it's just empty and kind of this eerie pause. And so finally, from up in the stands, there is an orc with a megaphone, and he says, "All right, ladies and gentlemen, here they are, the defending champions, weighing in at 600 pounds, the one, the only, Lava. And with him, as always, weighing in at a slight 65 Newton orcs," which I don't know what that equates to, probably 100 and something. "The one, the only Bolin. And these other guys." And he says, "These are the people who took down Thundra." And everyone kind of goes crazy. "And Tentaclore." And everyone goes crazy. He says, "And now they're here tonight to battle the most fearsome warrior in all the realm. Ladies and gentlemen, Boofky Poopins."
Yes.
And the crowd goes nuts. "I can't believe Boofky's here. Boofky Poopkin. Boofky Poopkin." Boofky Poopins. And so you see at the far end of the arena, this gigantic door opens up, and you see peering through these two eyes that walk into the arena, and there is a huge, towering ogre creature, and he's got these sharp teeth, and everyone falls to a hush as this creature enters, and he comes, and you see his hands are sort of dragging chains, and he lumbers, and he walks into the arena, and then one of the chains starts to wiggle, and then behind him hops in this little fuzzball that's about the size of, I don't know, maybe a small basketball, and it's just the most beautiful white fuzz that you've ever seen, with these big black eyes. And it's like the cutest little dickens you've ever seen. And the crowd absolutely goes nuts. They say, "There he is! It's Spoofy Poopins!"
Yeah, Spoofy Poopins right there.
So everyone goes crazy.
Okay.
And the giant towering figure reaches down and unclips the leash and steps over to the side, and this little fuzzball kind of poofs his way into the arena, and he sets an eye on you.
Oh, man. Okay. So where's horns?
So this is where we're going to see what order we all go in.
Okay. So that's all? It's just Boofy?
It's just Boofy Poopkins. Boofy Poopkins and his giant
this guy
handler.
Is still in. He didn't walk.
He just
away.
Walked to the side.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys, ooh.
Boofy got 20. Oh man. I got 8.
What you got there, Lava? Need binoculars to find out. 17?
Mm-hmm.
Good one. Good roll, bud.
Three.
It's probably TB.
No, that was Death Ranger. Mm-hmm. Tiny Bensy gets a 7. Shifty gets a 5. Death Ranger. Oh, Death Ranger got the 3. Tiny Bensy 7. 17. Alright. So, right from the get-go, the little Poofy Poopkins with his big, cute black eyes looks up at the arena from one side of there. Everyone goes crazy. And then he looks at you, and he shoots lasers from his eyes. So why don't you make a agility saving throw to see if you can get out of the way of these 20. Lasers. Yep. I must say you have to beat a 13.
20!
Okay, so this laser shoots right at Bo, and Bo does this awesome backflip trick. The laser misses Bo, it hits the wall behind her, and just vaporizes the wall all the way to the outside of the building.
Whoa.
So that
Did
you
it,
could
like,
see.
Destroy a bunch like, of like prisoners.
Well, yeah, you could. I mean, if you line up right, there's like a hole that goes through all the walls, maybe a few people. And outside. And Boofy looks very angry and is sort of now shaking. And it is Lava's turn. What would you like to do, Lava? You've got Boofy Poopkins and the handler who's just sort of back by his side.
Boofy Poopkins.
You're gonna attack Boofy Poopkins?
I'm gonna have to just.
You might be able to do that. Is that what you want to do?
Mm-mm. What's that?
Ghost walk.
Ghost walk.
Silver tongue grift.
That might not help you here.
Shoulder spikes.
Blind on my dream.
Hmm?
What?
Shoulder spikes.
Shoulder spikes, they glow in green, yeah.
So you want to blind him? Ooh.
I don't think they do that. I think they just kind of let you know if you were, like, creeping around in the woods. It would let you know if there was, like, a creature close. So I think you've got your Dragon Slayer sword, your Earthquake hammer, and your Fire Whip, and your Death Ball lava hand. So you've got 4 pretty awesome attacks at your disposal.
Dragon Slayer.
Dragon Slayer. Okay, why don't you go ahead and roll your red dice. Eighteen. All right.
Nice one, dude.
So you reel back with your Dragon Slayer and now roll your black dice twice.
Three.
And a six. Mm-hmm. So 9 plus your strength is 4, so 13. So describe your attack on Boofki. You charge across the arena.
I'll show you how it's like. Like this. Not gonna do anything. The last. Because I do this. Not gonna do anything.
Shake him, huh? Nice one, dude.
Nice one. Okay, so he takes 13 points of damage and is now looking really, really mad. So now, actually, the handler has seen Boofki get hit, and he gets angry, and he is going to attack Death Ranger. And the handler actually has on each hand a giant chain that he used to walk Boofki in. So he rolls 16, which hits Death Ranger.
Oh, no.
Oh, and...
a 7.
6. Ooh, Death Ranger takes a wicked hit. And gets knocked and is sent reeling. The next person to go is Bo. What do you know, Bo?
Explain what Pookie's doing.
He is sort of just, he's waiting his turn, but he looks furiously mad because you dodged his attack and then Lava smacked them up.
Since I have my boot daggers back,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to aim them Chuck style right at his eyeballs.
Whoa.
Right there.
All right, let's see what happens.
Stop that laser-ness.
Okay.
4.
4.
Good ideas.
Good ideas, bad dice. So actually what you do is you take out your... You kind of, you've rolled to the side, you take out your boot daggers, whoosh, mm-hmm. You reel back, and you throw 2 perfect shots that come right at his eyes,
mm-hmm.
And as they get closer, he still looks super cute, but he goes, and they go, whoosh, and they freeze in the air, and he goes, whoosh, and they go flying back at you.
Oh dear.
And so why don't you make another 20. Saving throw, yeah. And agility, so whatever you get, add...
15.
3 to it. Yeah, so you actually, you're so nimble that you do like this cool kind of back flip thing and you catch both those daggers that come back at you and you put them back in your boot.
Okay.
But your turn is over.
Dang.
And it is Tiny Bensie's turn. And
Bensie's
the
a wild card.
And you just hear the crowd, go crazy as Tiny Bensie kind of steps forward. And there's all these just like, beautiful girls that are wearing like TB shirts, and they're just like, he is the, fan favorite teeny bopper.
TB,
like, oh my gosh, there he is! Tiny Bensie!
How do they think about me? How does it feel?
So Tiny Bensie steps out and he honks his horn nose because that apparently is all that he has. And he again just kind of like gets whipped into a frenzy. And he charges at Boofki Poopkins, and 8.
Mm-hmm.
And he charges at Boofki Poopkins, and Boofki just kind of looks at him, and with just sort of a nod of his little puffball head, Tiny Bensie, as he's running, gets kind of picked up, and then just thrown to the side.
Oh.
And he hits the ground and kind of takes a tumble.
Dang.
And he's not hurt, but he's definitely... His turn is over. And so now we're back to Boofki. And he's looking pretty...
TV's over here.
Mm-hmm.
And Death Ranger's kind of over here.
So Boofki kind of looks over at his handler. And he just gives like this little nod. And the handler walks over to the wall. And there's this big lever that he pulls on the wall. and from the sides of the arena, two sort of doors lift up, and out comes piling all of this garbage. All of these pieces of iron parts and metal and old twisted swords. And so there's just a heap of, like, pieces, parts, and metal and twisted stuff on the edges. And so Boofky Poofkin sees all this stuff, and he goes in this look of concentration, and this trash begins to animate, which means that it's moving, and it kind of collects together, and on each side form these two, they look like people, but they're made out of this metal trash, and these two humanoid trash figures emerge out of this pile. He's holding them together with his mind, and they come rushing at Lava.
What are you gonna do, Lava?
And so we're gonna just do, for both of them, we're just gonna do the same. Three.
So, lava?
No, for their attack on Lava. Okay. So they charge at Lava, but Lava is able to sort of shoulder past one of them and then kind of knock the other one away. But that is the end of Boofky Poopkin's turn. Now there's Boofky, the handler, and two kind of trash piece monsters.
Monsters, like they're moving. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it is... we kind of took Death Ranger and Shifty out of the order just because I didn't want you guys to sit here while I made up a bunch of stuff for 20 minutes. So
okay. We're
going to go back to Bo.
Okay.
It is Bo's turn. Actually, yeah. No, I'm sorry. It's Lava's turn. He dodged that attack.
I forgot we had Shifty.
What?
I forgot we had Shifty, yeah. Too.
So, Lava, it is your turn. You are sort of in the middle now with these two trash robot creatures that are right next to you. They just tried to grab you, and you kind of got
so
away.
So, is... Boofy, kind of constant.
I don't really understand your X's because they're all just X's. So
this is Lava. This is B. This is TP. And this is stuff.
So there's two trash monsters.
And Poofy is controlling those guys. So he's
concentrating
on them pretty
mm-hmm.
much. Okay.
But
and
once
so
they
many
form,
keep...
he's not having to think about them too much.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Even if he breaks concentration,
okay.
I think he's... Okay, Huck, so you have these two robot, just sort of trash monsters that attack you, and it's your turn to attack. They're both...
I'm
going
to try to just, like, get them away.
To knock them away?
In
they're both kind of right in front of you. So you're like from me to you away from these two kind of like metal creatures.
I don't really have anything to think about. Since I have a lot of hordes, even though this was a good idea.
I would say they're
if
also...
If I use my Death Ball Lava Hand... I could just get both of them.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
so why don't you try that? Why don't you roll your red dice? And now this is an attack on both. What is it?
12.
Okay.
Does it work?
I'm going to see.
D12 plus strength.
Oh, plus strength?
Yeah.
Nice. So that's plus 4. All right, so 16... Let's see if these guys can beat that. No. So your Death Ball Lava Hand charges up, and you shoot it at both of them together. And why don't you roll... What is the Death Ball Lava Hand? It's pretty powerful, right? D12 plus strength. All right, so roll your orange dice. Yeah. And let's see what this gets you. You guys are getting powerful. Look at that. Plus 4 and everything. What is it?
One. So 5.
Plus 4, so 5. So your Death Ball Lava Hand charges up and blasts these two, and it actually hits them and just knocks them back into these parts, and they just turn back into the metal that they were. And now they're so hot from the Death Ball Lava Hand that they're actually sort of glowing.
I wanted to do Boofy Poop.
They were standing between you and Boofky.
Did They were attacking you.
And you had a great attack. You hit them and knocked them back into the parts that they were made of. So that's pretty good. Now it is Bo's turn.
So those guys are kind of...
They're gone. They're gone. Turned back into pieces, parts.
All right. Gotta get this.
And the crowd is going wild. Wow, I can't believe it.
What is a big guy doing?
Big guy has just kind of been hanging out. He pulled the lever that opened the trash chute, but he's just kind of standing on the side.
Ooh, okay. I want to...
Oh, nice. Yeah. Now there's just like metal parts. And Mama kind of drew all this, but I'm sorry, I just have to. So Boofki is like this little puffball. With these like adorable, cute black eyes. And over here is our big guy who just pulled the lever. And there's lava. This is just sort of trash that has been spewed everywhere. Okay.
Okay, I want to get Boofki's attention.
Oh, you've got his attention. He's looking at both of you.
And I want to go in front of the big guy.
Okay.
And use myself kind of as a, decoy, I guess, to aim Boofki's death rays at his handler. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you can't control what Boofki is going to do. So you can move between him and the handler. That won't make him fire lasers.
The handler actually just...
Is that where you...
Okay, and here's what I want to do. I want to use the... I want to Princess Leia this guy. With his chains.
Okay.
And I want to grab onto a chain, and I want to do a cool, like, flip around his neck and choke him to death.
Okay. You can do that. We're going to do... So we'll say that you know that you want to move over to that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've moved over to that guy. And now you're going to do a strength test.
Okay.
Against this very large, very huge creature. Who was described as like the biggest thing you ever saw because he was supposed to be the joke that Boofki was this little tiny puffball and not the giant thing. Okay, so why don't you go ahead and roll your strength.
20. Plus 2.
Alright, I don't even think this guy can beat it. I was going to give him like a plus like 6 on anything that he rolls. So let's see.
Ooh, 15.
So 21 to 22. So in just a moment of inspired...
Insanity.
You charge this beast. He's taken aback. You grab one of the chains. You jump up and you rope it around his neck and you drag him to the ground. And now why don't you... I'm going to say that this will kind of put a choke on him. That was just a strength test to see if you could even pull this off.
Okay.
Now roll that one more time to see... Like, if you're actually going to make this guy pass out, or if this is all...
What if I, like, stick my sword in the ground to, like, trap him?
Okay, why don't you roll your dice and we'll see how that goes.
Instead of using
my
own
thing. You have a sword? Yeah. With the wood sword.
Or my harpoon. Let's put the harpoon in.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you doing, Hex?
You nervous?
Mm-hmm.
12.
Plus strength.
This has been such a cool maneuver. I think that you pin the chains into the ground. So now this guy is, he's not really injured, but he's like chained sideways to the ground. And your enchanted wood sword, I believe it was, actually like goes into the ground and grows roots.
Nice.
So he is now like chained to a tree.
Yes.
And pinned to the ground.
Yes.
Okay, at this point, it is... the handler's turn, but he is on the ground, and we're gonna do a strength roll to see if he can get out of this. No, so he's struggling. At this point, it is Tiny Bensie's turn, Everyone loves a tiny Bensu turn.
How's TB doing?
So TB has just sort of been knocked to the side, but he gets up and he looks a little shaken. He's not quite in total berserk mode. And he is going to now charge across at Boofky Poopkins
with 20. A 20.
TV. So TB attacks Boofky. He's just barehanded. Boofky has no weapons. He has a horn nose apparently, but he grabs Boofky,
mm-hmm.
picks him up in the air, and
tosses him to lava, and lava bats him.
Yeah, so he
arena.
Yeah, so let's see what happens next. And it's kind of over here.
Nine.
Okay, so Boofky is in the hands of Tiny Bensy, and Bensy's just like, and just throws him. He doesn't really know what to do. So now Boofky Poopkins is flying through the air, and you know, I kind of had Shifty and Death Ranger just sitting on the side. Shifty is still just looking shifty. Death Ranger, I think it's finally time for him to take a turn. So he has those 2,000... Oh, is it lava?
Well, no. I don't know. I don't know if we need those guys.
Okay. Well, the next in the order is Boofky. Without one of these dudes. This is what we're going to do. So it is Death Ranger's turn. He steps out and he, with Boofky kind of hurtling through the air a little bit, he shoots his spikes at Boofky Poopkins
for
7.
Oh,
and so he shoots the spikes, and as they get close, he shoots a perfect shot right at Boofky. But right as they're about to get there, Boofky has kind of been pitched towards the center here, and all of the garbage that was sort of strewn and is red hot and glowing animates and flies towards Boofky and kind of wraps him into this suit. And there's even more that comes from the side. So now Boofky is this little fuzzy head, but he is atop this big robotic trash suit of
marshmallow
armor.
Man.
And he has in one hand like a giant twisted rusted sword that was in the pile. And in the other hand, he's got like a giant door that is like a shield.
Oh, man.
And so now Boofky Poopkins is in the middle, and he is basically now a 12-foot tall iron monster, some of which is glowing red hot. And lava, it's your turn.
I think we need some earthquake lava. Think so? Okay.
Well, you gotta do something.
What do you
want
to do, buddy?
Are we getting tired?
Earthquake.
Earthquake? Alright, why don't you roll your 20?
My wood?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. You can just roll it once. Just shake it once and drop it. Wah, wah. We'll give you advantage because you're really amped up. Roll again.
Maybe if you didn't shake
yeah,
it
just,
so
you
long.
Gotta, I mean,
you just,
this
it's
is
not
taking,
doing anything
yeah,
in
just,
there.
What is it?
7.
7.
Does that do it?
Plus 4. Yeah, we'll say that did it for the heck of it. So why don't you then, what is the earthquake? It is
so it's 11.
A D12 plus strength. So where's your, roll your orange one. Eight plus 4, so 12.
Does that do it?
Yeah, so you smash your hammer on the ground and this giant wave of dirt and debris goes flying forward towards Boofky Poopkins and his giant metal suit. And it hits him and kind of knocks him up in the air, and he lands kind of crooked, and a few pieces you see kind of bend in his leg, and he stands back up. And that was 12, right?
Good job, Baba. Thanks.
Okay, and it is Bo's turn.
I'm in front of you, see?
Okay, so... Poofy is back as a fuzzball?
No, not even close. It was a giant mechanized monster.
He's just...
No, he just got kind of knocked.
No, sideways. Guess I'm just gonna try. So my sword is in with big guy.
Yes.
So I still have my harpoon. I'm gonna try and knock Boofy off with my harpoon.
He's not really like sitting on top. He's like now encased in and is controlling the suit.
I see.
He's not just like sitting on top of the pedestal.
My ball just jump forward and lean.
Hmm?
I don't just jump forward.
Jump forward?
Mm-hmm. So it's my turn because if you don't have anything cool.
I'm just gonna harpoon my guy.
Harpoon your guy?
Harpoon my harpoon into the junk of metal and see if it...
Into the metal?
And see if it hits the center where Boofy is.
Boofy's up top.
You said he was encased in...
Yes, he's not in the middle. He's up... He's like the head, but he's like encased in this... Like there might be...
Okay, so I want to do that to his head.
Okay.
Okay.
You said I want to do it into the...
I wanted to knock off his head and you said I couldn't do that.
No, you can't, because he's got basically like a helmet.
Okay.
So you're throwing your
my harpoon
guy at his face.
So it like penetrates the metal.
Sure. Roll
goes
your...
into... What am I rolling?
You're 20.
Okay.
Huck's gonna watch. 8. Good ideas, bad rolls.
Plus anything?
I don't think on your attack.
Okay.
Just to move things along, I'm not letting you guys have a lot more.
Well, do what you want with that, babe. What would that number do?
I mean, I think that you throw the spear and Tiny, or Boofy Poopkins, watches it come, and it misses just a little bit, hits his metal suit, and maybe kind of knocks his arm back, but falls to the ground in front of him. And now, Boofy Poopkins is going to attack Bolin of the Shimmering Sound. And he rolls a 10. What's your toughness? 10?
Mm-hmm.
So he swings his giant glowing sword, and Bolin is able to sort of duck roll, and it misses cleanly.
Shoo.
And Lava, it's your turn.
Since am I bigger than his suit?
No, he's a bit taller than you. He's probably like that Bionicle guy would be. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you wasted all our time moving your bookshelf around. 7:40, which is why you guys are all bonking.
Okay. I really want his control to be completely gone.
His control?
Mm-hmm.
So, him controlling the metal?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. From where you're standing, all you really have to attack is either Boofy himself, the suit, there's also the handler. And I think that you can do like an investigation, you can do some other things, but that's kind of what you're working with.
I really want to, because if he's wearing a helmet, that's not cool with me.
It's not cool with you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have lots of weapons that you can attack him with. And you've got
Earthquake ammo.
Can I do that? Do that one again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See if it can mock him in his.
Perfect. That roll your perfect. Roll your red dice.
Nineteen.
Nice. Cool. So yeah, your earthquake is going to hit. So roll your orange dice.
Nice one, buddy.
And we'll add four to it.
Four.
Eight.
Cool. So again, you smash this hammer down and send out this giant shockwave that hits Boofky Poopkins and topples him to the ground in this big pile. And he is...
Can he roll out of it?
What?
Can he roll out of the metal?
Yeah, when he hits the ground, he rolls out, but then very quickly he goes zoop and flops back in.
Jabla.
Did that create some kind of crater or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think every time he does it, it sort of creates this big sort of...
Like sand wave.
Washout. Okay, that was lava. Boofky, did he attack you guys? I think the handler is going to just see if he can get loose again. He can't. Alright, Bo, it's your turn.
And Boofky's on the ground.
No, well, yeah, the sort of creature has been knocked over. He's back in the suit and is in the process of standing back up.
Oh, man.
I wanted the suit to be broken.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want him to control. Because in the movie, he can't control anything. He just poops on people like...
Well, you can see that Boofky, where he started out as this snow-white puffball, is now pretty dirty and looking tired and pretty haggard. So you guys have definitely been beaten up on him pretty good. So he stands back up and is now making a last ditch charge towards Bo. And he is taking strides and he reaches up with his giant sword and is bringing it down towards Bo. So he swings and it goes over your head and actually hits the ground right behind you. So he's sort of like this to you and is...
So if he's so close, I'm going to jump up onto the metal and I'm going to stick my harpoon into the center of the metal. So in that big woof.
Do you have your harpoon back? Because last time it hit the metal and just fell to the ground.
So I got nothing? Okay, I got my boot daggers. So the sword goes down, I'm gonna jump on top, I'm gonna take my two sword daggers and go right into the center of that metal.
All right, let's do
helmet.
It. So first let's do a agility
roll.
Test. Yeah, so whatever you roll, add 3 to, and we'll see how this goes.
Six.
Plus
nine.
Nine. So I think that's enough to kind of get you up on top of him. You're not quite, like, badass, like, right there, but you at least got up. So now why don't you roll your 20, and we'll see how your attack goes.
18.
Okay,
did
so...
that do it?
So Bolin kind of brings down her two daggers and gets them behind the little fuzzball and goes...
Yeah,
and pops him out,
it
and goes... Squeak, squeak, squeak. And he lands. If this is Boofky, it's almost to scale. That far away from
lava. Nice.
And
popped him like a zit.
Popped him like a zit.
Did the machine go Or the, like,
yeah, so as soon as you popped them out, the whole thing kind of crumbled back into a pile of trash.
Nice. Nice. Now golf and hugs. I want you to take your earthquake hammer. I want you to four.
All right, let's try that. So he comes rolling towards you, and I'm going to give you sort of a surprise attack on him. So why don't you roll your red dice?
Golf him out of the stadium, Hux. It's like a putt.
I think it was. Can I try it again?
Yeah, let's do one more since this is a
surprise attack.
Surprise attack.
It's leaner.
Okay, so Lava, you swing your sword back or your
yeah,
hammer,
Lava.
And you bring it down,
yeah.
And you hit Boofy Pookins, who goes flying straight. And he is flying at incredible speed right at Tiny Bensy.
No.
Is there anything that you'd like to do?
I take some water and...
You have a pretty good spell for this. I'm kind of teeing you up.
My flying potion?
Don't you have slow scene?
No, we got rid of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't have that anymore.
All right, well, Tiny Bensy's
okay,
good.
So I take my water out and I whoosh across the field and try and
all right, roll
wave
your,
him out.
Roll your 20.
Where, you have my 20.
No, I don't.
13.
So at the last minute, the water hits him. When he goes bouncing off one wall and rolls back in the middle. And I don't know if we did any damage from that hammer. Why don't you roll that D8
yeah.
And we'll just see what happened to him.
The black buddy.
Black.
Two.
That's still good. You guys have really knocked this telekinetic fuzzball into next week. So, Boofy rolls to a stop in the middle. And right then...
Okay,
here we go. And right then, Tiny Bensy, who was moments ago about to get hit in the head by a speeding fuzzball, jumps to his feet, and he runs kind of berserker style at Boofy Pookins. Oh, and he trips and falls face first in the ground.
Look what I did.
He was such our powerhouse. He got really worn out from yesterday.
Alright, so I had big ambitious plans for how this would play out, but I'm also feeling that we're kind of tired to the point that it's not really landing, and I'm feeling like we should just wrap it up.
Should we
come to like an intermission?
Sure.
Like that was round one.
Round one of this guy.
You guys want to finish it out?
Just want to finish him off. Yeah.
I want to finish, and I want to finish.
The other thing is, I have all these other people who need to be taking turns and doing things and backstories that aren't really playing out. We've still got Shifty, Death Ranger, a handler, but I mean, all I can really do is just keep giving you guys turns until you beat this guy. I mean, that's all that we can really do right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to say it is now Boofy's turn, because he's sort of been knocked around by you guys. And he is going to now target Tiny Bensy, who was charging at him and tripped.
Oh, no, Tiny Bensy.
And Boofy Pookins uses his laser eyes, 14, which definitely beats Tiny Bensy's meek. He's only got a 8 toughness. And he uses his laser breath, laser eyes, and shoots at Tiny Bensy. But Tiny Bensy is so short that it actually goes right over his head and just kind of singes his hair. So now he's got, like, his hair kind of, like, gets blasted off. And for some reason, like, a goatee sprouts. So now Tiny Bensy's got, like, this pretty tough-looking goatee and a
nice.
Kind of shaved head.
Nice.
Sure. And once again, the handler tries to break free. Ooh, that was close, but he doesn't. And Lava, it's going to be back to you.
Yes. So what can I do? I want to knock him out of the stadium.
Knock him out of the stadium? You want to, I think he's just sort of laying in the middle. We haven't really been keeping up on here. You guys are pretty close together. You could probably use either your sword or your hammer to try and...
Hammer again.
You want to hammer him again?
Mm-hmm.
All right, why don't we just do a hammer attack on the fuzzball?
A wood one?
Mm-hmm.
Even my old one.
Seven.
Let's just do... Can we just please do it while it walks?
I think we gotta move through this pretty quick. So I think that your sort of your hammer attack, what you actually tried to do is to pick him up and bat him out of the arena. And so you pick him up and you swing and you just kind of miss. It's like, oh, strike one. And you even hear Boofy go, strike one! As he hits the ground and kind of squeaks. And so, Bo, why don't you go? So I think you still have your boot daggers. You're within range of picking up your harpoon.
And how's Boofkin's like?
Boofkin is sort of like upside down on his head.
Okay, we're gonna shish kebab this guy. So I just wanna take my harpoon and go.
Okay.
Can I shish kebab him, Max? Then we can roast them over your fire whip, like marshmallow.
Okay, roll your red one, or your... He never watches the rolls.
18.
That does it?
That does it. So...
Shish kebab.
So, Bo comes over him and brings down the spear, and what's your spear attack damage?
Harpoon is...
Harpoon.
1d? 12?
Yep, so roll your...
Oh, I see.
Soccer ball.
Plus strength.
Soccer ball.
Oh. 4.
4 plus 2. 2, so 6. So in just... As the crowd watches, almost shocked, the spear harpoon just goes...
Can I do a cartwheel?
Yeah, you do a cartwheel.
Like cartwheel and then... Yeah.
And you have basically just skewered Boofy Poopkins to the ground.
And his eyes, like, kind of...
And his cute little black eyes, actually, they pop out of his head. That's and when they land on the ground, you see that they're actually these, like, really iridescent, glowing black... orbs. And as soon as they come out, all of that fur just kind of collapses into a pile.
Okay.
And you sort of get the sense that it was never even really a creature. It was these enchanted orbs that were animating the fur and also animating all the trash and stuff.
Dude, those orbs. Can we take them?
There's two of them.
You want an orb?
Sure.
You want a Boofy Poopkin eyeball?
Sure.
That shoots lasers?
Okay, so you kind of reach down and pick it.
Investigation check.
Okay, roll your...
What? I just kind of want to know if these are worth taking. 17, plus 3.
So, you have sort of... I like how Huck's just erased the fur, and now there's just the two black dots.
Good job, buddy.
He erased the suit, and then he erased the fuzz, and now it's just the eyes. So you can kind of detect, because you've got a level of magic about you,
okay,
that these are very powerful relics. That, I mean, you just get this sense of, like, energy that's coming from them. And now that the, I don't know, whatever was holding them together has sort of been broken, they're now lying there And actually, when they're together, you start to see the fur kind of start to form back around it.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys each reach and pick one up, and as they kind of grow apart from each other, you feel that magic kind of fade.
Okay.
And they even kind of change color, and they're more of like a gray than a jet black like they were.
Okay.
So each of you are now holding one. You can choose to do whatever you want with them.
But it doesn't really do anything on our command.
Well, I don't know, but this is probably not the best time to like be experimenting.
Okay.
Because with this, you hear a thunderous horn.
We're both gonna take one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why don't you add Boofki Poopkin
Eyeballs?
Boofki
Poopkin Eyeballs.
BPEB.
And I want
B.
One too.
Yeah.
Eyeball. Okay.
Okay, you hear a horn sound, and the crowd is, you would expect them to be cheering, but they're all just kind of stunned. They're just sort of hushed. And
why would they hush?
Because I think they're all feeling a bit nervous, because they know that the orc commander, the high orc, was not happy that you guys had beat the first two gladiator champions. And now that the undefeatable Boofki Poopkins was handily vanquished, the crowd is almost like fearing what's going to happen next, and it just gets quiet. And so then
you get worried.
Mm-hmm. The eyeballs are now with you. So, you guys, we've got. Here's Lava and Bo, and we've got TB over here, and Death Ranger is back, and Shifty kind of vanishes. You don't really know where he ended up, and you feel a little uneasy about that. This guy's still rooted to the ground, but I think actually Bo, with just a nod of her head, the sword turns back into a sword, like the roots and everything suck back into it, and the sword kind of crawls on little branch feet back into the holster of Bo. And now out from this door where everything has emerged so far, there comes an orc, and another orc. And another orc, and another orc, and another orc, and they're coming out and taking position, and they form this line. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12 orcs, and then out from the middle comes this, it's sort of like bones that are stitched together with like a thick rope, but it comes rolling out like a carpet of bones all the way out. And it rolls all the way out and stops, and then a gigantic orc, probably the biggest one you've seen yet, this is even bigger than the guy who was the handler, ducks under the doorway and comes lumbering down and takes his place right at the end of this bone carpet. And he walks out and the entire place is silent. And he looks at you and he says, "So you must think you're pretty tough.
Get the bunny spray.
You've defeated all of my..." And while he's in mid-sentence, Lava takes his little blow tube, and he goes... And the dart flies, and while this giant orc is about to just let loose on you, and all these guys are starting to kind of move in your direction, the dart hits him in the nose.
Yeah, Lava!
And
yeah,
he goes,
Lava!
And as he does that, his nose starts to twitch, and you see, and then, and he's like, "You must think you're pretty tough." And as he's talking, he shrinks down and down and down and down and down, and he's just a little black bunny on the end of the carpet of bones, and he's still himself, and he is madder than he can be.
Mad as a hare.
And the orc guards who are kind of closest, who are about to attack you, they look at the bunny and they look at each other and they look back at the bunny and they're like... And all the orcs like fall over laughing. And everyone in the stands is like, oh my gosh, and everyone's laughing and the bunny goes...
Well, and on this chaos, we're gonna escape.
Mm-hmm.
We're going out the door so we're undetected.
So you still have this behind you that goes to the prison block. Okay.
Just to close exit. So we know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to exit. Is there a plan with the resistees to get us out of here?
That was all they really told you, was to infiltrate. I think they probably told you to, you know, if you could, pull this off and to rendezvous back at the base.
Okay.
But I'm going to say that your instinct is good, that you actually rush out, past...
Let's rush out through the eyeball hole that got obliterated.
Those are just two, the size of eye piercing.
Okay.
So, let's have you rush out this way.
Okay, the main entrance.
So these guys are all just double overlapping, and this bunny is hopping mad.
Yeah.
And you guys go out the back, and... That is where we will freeze for intermission. Do you want to say anything awesome to him as you're running by? Like, do you want to kind of give him some smack talk? Like,
nice look for a little bunny.
And the orc commander like,
hey, does anyone have a carrot?
I do.
We have some orky num-nums.
Oh, yeah. And as you pass, you drop a single orky num-num in front of the bunny, and he hops over and winks at you.
Good job, buddy. Oh, man, that little puff.